Unique Animals by Tanya Lee Stone. Introduction. There are four major deserts in the Southwest region. Parts of the Chihuahuan Desert fall in Texas and New Mexico. The Sonoran Desert covers almost half of Arizona. Part of the Mojave Desert crosses into Nevada, and the Great Basin Desert blankets a huge part of Nevada. A variety of wildlife lives in these deserts and in the rest of the Southwest region. Some of these animals are especially well known. A variety of unique animals, including the Gila monster, make their home in the American Southwest. This peccary makes its home in the American Southwest. Map of Southwestern United States. Great Basin Desert. Nevada. Las Vegas. Arizona. Phoenix. Santa Fe. New Mexico. Oklahoma. Dallas. Texas. Houston. Mojave Desert. Sonoran Desert. Chihuahuan Desert. Roadrunners use their long legs to chase down prey. Here, a roadrunner carries a lizard off for an afternoon meal. Racing around. The roadrunner is a common sight in the Southwest and is the state bird of New Mexico. These birds are made for running. They have long legs that are very strong. Their feet are strong too. Roadrunners can run more than 15 miles, 24 kilometers, per hour. They have long tails that help them balance when they run. Although these birds can fly, they do not do it very often. Roadrunners use their speed to escape predators, an animal that hunts another animal for food. Hawks and coyotes are their main predators. Roadrunners also run to chase prey, an animal that is hunted by another animal for food. These birds eat insects, lizards, and snakes. They also eat bird eggs and small rodents. In addition to being fast runners, roadrunners are able to hop around and change direction quickly. This helps confuse or tire another animal. Roadrunners use this trick on rattlesnakes. As soon as the snake gets tired from trying to strike at the roadrunner, the bird stabs the snake with its strong beak. Roadrunners are so fast on their feet, they can even snatch a hummingbird or dragonfly that flies too close. Roadrunners have long tails that help them balance when they run. Armored armadillos. Armadillos are related to sloths and anteaters. The nine-banded armadillo is the state mammal of Texas. It is also found in Oklahoma and in southern states east of Texas. Armadillos are mainly nocturnal. This means they sleep during the day and are active at night. They sometimes search for food in the daytime. They eat ants, beetles, and termites. Their sharp sense of smell helps them find food. They use their long, sticky tongues to pull ants and termites from their nests. Armadillos eat other kinds of insects, too. They also feed on fruit, bird eggs, snakes, and carrion, dead animals. The armadillo uses its sharp sense of smell to find ants, beetles, and termites. An armadillo is about 18 to 22 inches, 46 to 56 centimeters long. Its tail adds an extra 9 to 15 inches, 23 to 38 centimeters. It has a long, pointy nose and large, pointy ears. Armadillos are born with soft, leathery skin. As they grow, their skin starts to harden. They develop bony plates that cover most of their bodies. This bony plating is used for protection. When it is in danger, an armadillo can curl up. That way, its soft belly stays safe. This protects it from enemies. Armadillos also use speed to escape enemies. They slip into burrows to hide when necessary. Armadillos use their strong legs and claws to dig burrow more than 6 feet 2 meters deep and 15 feet 5 meters long. Burrows are used for sleeping, escaping danger, and nesting. 9-banded armadillos are the only mammals that give birth to 4 identical babies. Armadillos curl into a ball to protect their soft belly when they sense danger. Prickly pear peccaries. Collared peccaries are a common sight throughout the Southwest. This mammal looks like a pig, but belongs to its own family. They are 35 to 45 inches, 89 to 114 centimeters long. They weigh 30 to 60 pounds, 14 to 27 kilograms.
A collared peccary gets its name from the band of fur around its neck.
It is also called a javelina, or a musk hog. Smell plays a big part in this animal's life. It gives off a strong odor and can be smelled from a few hundred feet away. It is also good at using its nose to find other members of its herd. These animals usually live in groups of 12 to 15. They have a scent gland on their backs. This is used to mark territory. Caption: A collared peccary uses its excellent sense of smell to sniff out its favorite foods. Collared peccaries also use their excellent sense of smell to find food. They can sniff out roots several inches under the ground. They eat roots, herbs, nuts, berries, and grasses. They also feed on fruit and worms. One of their favorite foods is the prickly pear cactus. Female collared peccaries usually give birth to 2 babies. The whole herd helps look out for the young. A baby can travel with the herd when it is only a day old. These animals can run fast, up to 25 miles, 40 kilometers per hour. They usually choose to run from a predator. They will also make noises to alert the rest of the herd. If it has to, a collared peccary will use its sharp teeth on an enemy. A collared peccary can even fight off a bobcat or coyote. Baby collared peccaries can keep up with their mothers a day after their birth.